Known as the Lion City, Singapore is the second most densely populated independent country in the world. In just 150 years, Singapore has grown into a thriving center of commerce and industry. Aside from its booming economy, Singapore serves as home to many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, and many others. On many occasions, our association members invited Supreme Master Qinghai to visit Singapore to share her knowledge and wisdom. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion between Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members, entitled Simple Living and High Thinking, in September 1994.
When you practice very hard, sometimes you don't feel the body, no? Is that not so? Do you have the experience? Yeah, you feel very light, right? Like you're driving, but not you who drive, but somebody else. So, no effort, yes. That's how we achieve the effortlessness, you know, in the physical dimension. And then we can do many things in a lighter way, and we don't feel so exhausted anymore. The more we meditate, the better we feel, and the faster we work, and no problem. And you must also try to pass on the new for our fellow beings, to rescue them from their misery, try to comfort them and bring them the good news that they could be lighter, greater, happier in their life if they practice the age-old wisdom, yeah, getting contact with the kingdom of God within themselves, with the Buddha nature within themselves. Then they don't feel so miserable and worn out or blocked and feeling lonely in this world. That's the only cure for mankind. Otherwise, everybody will tell you that the end of the world is coming. But so what? Even if the end of the world comes and we have security and we already know where we're going and we don't fear, we will have many other worlds to live on. They make a research throughout the world and they say men are more afraid to die than women. Are you afraid to die? No. If you're handsome, maybe, but if you're not handsome, don't worry. Because in heaven, they don't look for appearance so much. They just look at virtue. Actually, it looks like so many disasters are coming to the world, huh? But I don't feel like the world is going to end so quickly. Maybe it will end in some parts. Maybe have a great destruction for different people, you know. But the virtuous people, the blameless persons, will be preserved for the next generation. And with the help of the positive energy from you during your meditation, during your group gathering, during your silence prayers time, our world is preserved in a greater degree than we might have hoped for. And that's why I hope that you spread more good news to people. Yeah? So even if you have to sacrifice a little bit of personal taste, or maybe vegetarian wives cook so lousy, but try to swallow it for the sake of mankind. But the wife should improve the cooking. Or maybe the husband, why not? Huh? Why should the wife always be the one who cooks, huh? Yes. You don't know, men has more cooking talent than women. Yeah, only they don't try. I have eaten food from many men. They cook very, very good. And you know, all the biggest chefs in the biggest hotel are men, huh?
Yes.
Right? Very rarely hear of the big woman chef, no? right? So maybe a man should have a try, huh? Surprise your wife. And don't complain to me that my wife don't cook for me, so I cannot meditate. This is nonsense, huh? there's nothing we should say or do. Is that not so? If a big thing, maybe you have excuse, but as a cooking, washing, you try, you learn, and have fun with it, okay? And we should make use of every minute of our life to live a fulfilling, positive, happy, and learning life, you know? There's nothing boring about this life, really, not so boring. You try to look for books, you know, there are many books you can read, yeah? Read anything that you like, as long as it doesn't damage your spirit, and doesn't pull you out of the righteous path, and doesn't make you stray away from the righteous life. You know what I mean? And it doesn't make you become evil. Then every book you can read, the newspapers, everything can give you information. Yeah, you select what you read. Of course, yeah, you can read anything to enhance your knowledge, worldly, and then meditate to deeper your knowledge in heaven. So you have both knowledge in the world and knowledge in heaven. How can you get bored? I sometimes don't have even enough time. You know, like, of course I'm busy doing spiritual work, but then I'm also busy doing some charitable work. And then for that I'm very busy, but still I have to make time. You know, I read books, something like that. How can you get bored? There's so many things in this world you can amuse yourself with. I mean, intellectually. Also, you can do sport if you need, or go swimming, or learn something. Make your life happy, healthy, and very useful. There's no need to sit there and say, my life is boring, my life is miserable. This is nonsense. You make it on yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, before I came here, I was reading. And I struggle for every minute. I keep reading and looking at a watch, you know, reading, looking at a watch. Because I want to read until the last minute before I come here. Of course, my duty I have to do. Yeah? I have to fulfill my duty as a teacher, as a good friend. But also, I also make my life not miserable, you know, by only working. You know? I also go to swim sometimes, if I have time. It don't take half an hour. Yeah? You can take half an hour. Instead of sitting there and idling and thinking some negative, you go swimming. Yeah? Also good for your body. For example, I'll go walking, huh? I'll take the children, go out and play. Yeah? Take them, teach them to swim. Teach them something that you like. Yeah? Share with them your life and teach them to be intelligent. Children should learn with adults. That's how they grow up. You know? And actually, we should not have too many children if we could not individually take care of them. Yeah? You should devote your life for children, one child at a time. You should be always for them and with them. And then they will grow up very quick and become very intelligent and become a very useful person in the society. And then they will save you a lot of headache. They will be very good, very brave. Yes? So, of course, it's very tiring to play with children, but you will learn to play with them, and they will learn from you. You learn patience and love from them, unconditionally love, and then they will learn from your wisdom, your intelligence, your way of life. So make yourself a shining example by learning yourself, yeah? Read books, learn new hobbies, be healthy, sportive, live a simple life, be truthful, be virtuous. Then your children cannot help but grow up the same way as you are. So there's a lot of things to do in this world, really. Also hobby-wise. But don't come to me and tell me you're bored and you're miserable. And I don't accept it. You know? I don't accept it. You should not be evil. You should not be miserable. You should not be bored. There's no such thing in the practitioner's dictionary. Alright? Because you should be more intelligent, more energy, and then you have more ideas. Yeah? You should even be more active and more energetic. Is that not so?
Yes.
You do, huh? So if any person comes to you and tell them they're miserable, you know they don't meditate enough. Yeah, for sure. Huh? And you can just go and sit more and then you meditate more and then outwardly we can be more social, huh? Learn from each and everyone. Sometimes the question you ask in your mind are answered by the neighbor or by the next, the one who sits next to you. You have to feel. Sometimes you ask a question, and you are not sure the master answer for you inside. And you have to look for sometimes the answer outside. Sometimes suddenly you feel, the person next door wants to talk to you. If it is so clear, then it is the indication that you should listen. And that's the answer for you. Or sometimes you suddenly let a book, and then the answer is there, okay? Or sometimes you listen to the tape, and then just come out that sentence for you, all right? If you can't be so intuitively clear about what the master answer you inside, you try to look for answer outside, okay? But it's all right if you make mistake, okay? Do it again next time. Don't worry, all right? So I hope you enjoy the food and then try to remember the taste also and go home and cook the same for husband or wife, children. In that way, they don't complain that the vegetarian diet are so difficult. If everybody eat the food like today, they would never complain. Is that not so?
Yes.
I told you already the time when I was still married to the German doctor. All my neighbors came to eat vegetarian food. One day my ex-husband said sorry for the neighbor that I always cook vegetarian. So that day he bought some food, some cold fish, already cooked, ready-made, because I don't cook them. They put it a lot in one side. And I already, as usual, cook vegetarian food for both of us, the German doctor and myself. But all the people come to the vegetarian side and eat when I believe that the German doctor was right. And then so I thought, all the neighbor will come and eat all the food that he bought. So I cook only a little bit for two. But everybody comes to eat vegetarian food because it's so tasty. And they are engineers, lawyers, doctors, because we have a similar neighbor. We live in a very posh area. We're only kind of these people, so-called rich people live. They're not the kind of average citizen. It's a little bit higher class. So even they say to me, wow, if vegetarian food is so good like this, we eat every day. They say, well, don't you come eat the fish and meat over there. My doctor bought it for you. They say, no, we don't come here for meat and fish. We have them every day. We want your vegetarian food. So from then on, I cook all the vegetarian food whenever I invited the neighbors. And they invite me, they also cook vegetarian food. So, because we are vegetarian food, all the neighbors become vegetarian. Yes, at least partially. They also cook vegetarian food for me. And so give them also opportunity to try different dishes. And I thought it's also very delicious. You know what I mean? So, one person makes a lot of difference. If you truly believe in your goodness, in what you're doing, you will influence other people. But if you don't believe, they will influence you. You try to make a strong person out of your personality. Whatever you believe is good, stick to it. And don't let other people, say, Matthew Weber. Because a good example in this world is rare. So make yourself a good example. Try your best in everything so that people will know that you are that because you practice, yes, you become better, and you really been useful, be useful for society. That's how you prove. That's how you help other people. That's how we rescue the world from great destruction that may be coming. For what I see, I don't need to be a prophet. I don't need to cast prophecy. I don't need to be a clairvoyant to see in the future. All of us don't have to be. We can see that our world can encounter great destruction, because of a lot of self-destructive drugs and weapons and the way we live our life and the way we infect each other. You know what I mean? It could be the end of the world. There's no doubt about it. We can see our neighbor, how they affect their life, How one person have AIDS can affect hundreds, thousands of people by contacting them. Or by careless actions somewhere. Every year, millions of people die of all this kind of nonsense. So we don't need to ask the prophet whether the world will end, huh? If we continue the lifestyle that most people live today, we might have to believe that the world will end. Understand? So it's our duty to rescue people. If we love this planet, we think it's a beautiful place, which it is. It takes a billion trillions of years to make one, until it's livable like today. So beautiful like this. So we have to also make contribution. If we can, we fix it. Of course, after all, we try our best, and still the end of the world come, and let it be. But if we can fix it, we do it. All right? So spread the good news and let people go back to the natural way of life, the righteous way of life. This is being vegetarian, being virtuous, keep the precept, and live a simple life, and positive thinking. And then our world will be no problem. And we will probably live a few more thousand years in a better condition. There are two choices now. One is totally destruction. Another is go ahead with progress in all way of life, including spiritual. And the future is in our hands, really. There's no aliens who can do anything about it. There's no God who punish us. There's no Buddha who bless us. It's only ourselves. We have to make a choice. Because that's how we grow, by making good choice.
Thanks for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow and every day for more inspiring lectures by Supreme Master Qinghai. Up next, more positive programming, uplifting your spirit, here on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. So please keep that dial here on Supreme Master Television. May God bless you and your land with peace, harmony, and prosperity.